From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump at the UN on Monday said the way that the United Nations is managed must be changed. He made his UN debut speaking at a U.S.-hosted meeting about reforming how the world body is managed.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140% and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
The United States asked countries to sign on to a 10-point plan to enhance the UN's efficiency and effectiveness in order to gain entry to the Trump meeting. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said 128 countries had endorsed it and encouraged the rest to do so. The United States is the UN's largest single donor, contributing more than $600 million last year to the budget of more than $2.5 billion. President Trump also said Monday he's confident, quote, we have a chance to forge a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. Most people would say there's no chance whatsoever of an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal, he said. He spoke before he met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But he vowed to give peace efforts, quote, an absolute go. I really think we have a chance, he said. I think Israel would like to see it. And I think the Palestinians would like to see it, and I can tell you that the Trump administration would like to see it. This is VOA News. UN investigators are calling for the prosecution of the perpetrators of crimes against civilians in Syria's long-running civil war. Correspondent Lisa Schlein on Monday in Geneva saw the latest report from the UN Human Rights Council by the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria.
The Commission of Inquiry has run out of patience with UN member states it accuses of having done little to hold perpetrators of crimes in Syria accountable. Commission Chair Sergio Pinheiro calls the deadlock at the Security Council on Syria after 6 years of war reprehensible and at times bewildering. He tells delegates at the UN Human Rights Council that civilians continue to be deliberately attacked, deprived of humanitarian aid, forcibly displaced and arbitrarily detained, or held hostage by all warring parties.
In several instances, government forces used chemical weapons against civilians in opposition-held areas, including in Khan Sheikhoun, Idlib, on 4th April.
These charges elicited a hostile and angry reply from Syrian Ambassador Hussam Aden Alla, who accused the commissioners of using fabricated, biased information from unreliable sources. He called the assertion his government used chemical weapons a pack of lies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi is scheduled to give a highly anticipated national speech Tuesday addressing her country's crisis in Rakhine State, where ongoing violence has led about 400,000 ethnic Rohingya to flee to neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks. Her speech was scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. Tuesday in Myanmar and was being broadcast live by state-controlled media there. Her remarks will be streamed live on voanews.com beginning shortly after 0300 UTC Tuesday. That's after 11 p.m. Monday Eastern Time at the United Nations. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. has not yet shot down any North Korean missiles because they haven't posed a threat to the United States or its allies. He told reporters at the Pentagon on Monday that if the missiles were perceived as a threat, that would elicit a different response from us. He also confirmed that the U.S. is sending another 3,000 troops to Afghanistan, an increase of over 25% in the number of American forces there. He said most of them are on their way or under orders now. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.